This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Story number one.
Really, it's about the NFL today as guys are talking about their deals like Max Crosby. We'll let you hear in a minute. I want to start with Travis Kelce, Mike. He was on his podcast, New Heights, with his brother. We know he's coming back, and this is what he said about his return to Kansas City.
I like that. Not like this, but live in the Matrix. Not like this. Not going out that way. He's got a, as we like to say all the time, Carl, from any given Sunday, where's your pride, Willie? Where's your pride, Kelce? Distractions? With the Taylor Swift songs, that's immediately what people would be writing about. You know, what got you off your game plan?
I think so.
Your usual summer.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, Mike.
Wearing a top hat and tails and being on stage. By the way, live your best life. I'm being a wise guy. I think it's great. Do your thing. But people are going to nail you if you don't kill it on the football
field. I agree. And look, I think, you know, he doesn't want to say that because then it gives everybody a reason to blame that again if he doesn't have another great year.
Haters going to hate, Carl.
But I do think he dove in a little deeper than he did the previous year. You know, they were all over the place, and he was a little bit more involved with her and – you know, tell me what you want, guys. Love is an amazing thing. Mm. And so I'm glad he's coming back. I think it's good for the NFL. Plus, he's a character, man. Like, you hear him with his brother. This is good for the league. He's entertaining. He's fun. And if he can still play at a high level, I want to see it. So Travis Kelce was also talking about Travis Hunter. This is interesting because everybody's talking about whether he can play both sides of the ball. This is a player's opinion who is a future Hall of Famer. Here's Kelce. Interesting.
Right. I mean, the guy's a super talent. Super speedy, super athletic.
I mean, and his brother, that's Travis Kelce and his brother on their new Heights podcast. But look, that's going to be the conversation no matter where Travis Hunter goes, whether it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, it doesn't matter. That's going to be part of the conversation as he gets acclimated to his new team.
You know what's funny? I just looked it up. I was thinking of some of the speediest, most amazing corners of all time. Darryl Green, he had one reception in his career with the Redskins.
And Darryl Green was great.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is.
Now, they use him on kick returns, because he was super athletic and punt returns.
He was good there.
But he had one rushing attempt and, just one receiving attempt his entire career with Joe Gibbs.
That's crazy. Hunter will have a lot more because the teams are going to use him. Hey, meanwhile, Max Crosby gets a new deal, Mike, and now he's lobbying for a new quarterback in Las Vegas.
Okay.
I hope it's in our town.
Well, he gives you instant credibility. You go get some weapons. You know what I mean? They've got some pieces, but they got to get some more wide receivers. You know, they've got a good running back. But it's interesting, though, that he goes that. I mean, at first I thought he was going to lobby for Kirk Cousins, but no, he's lobbying for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, and he said it. You know, here's what's funny. He's like, you saw Kirk have a down year. Thanks, Max. Yeah, we saw it firsthand. It looked good, and then it didn't.
John Spytek is quarterback.
John Spytek is the general manager. He's the guy that's responsible for giving Max Crosby the extension. Here's what he said about Crosby, guys.
The tone for this new era of Raiders football, and I can't think of a better person to sit up here with and reward for what he's done, but with an expectation of what's, coming. And, we want to grow this to a place that people want to be. And when people like Max, I mean, it's no secret, it hasn't been sunshine and roses around here forever, but when he makes a commitment to the Raiders like this, and, you know, he stands for everything Coach and I and this new staff and everybody talks about, he signs up for it. I think that speaks volumes, and I hope it's noticed in our locker room. I hope it's noticed around the league, and, you know, our expectation is, you know, we want people to want to be here. We want people, once they get here, to want to stay here. And so to us, it just made a lot of sense to get it done.
Very cool. And even after the contract, the new signing, the extension for Max Crosby, according to SpotRac, the Vegas Raiders still in the top six in salary cap space.
So they have room.
Yep.
If they wanted to add Aaron or whomever.
They've got room for more than just one Aaron Rodgers. They got some room.
Meanwhile, guys, Jerry Jones, Mike mentioned this yesterday, have cleared a lot of cap. Dak Prescott, they restructured CeeDee Lamb.
$56 million.
Okay, so what are they going to use this money for, Jerry?
I'm not looking at free agency as a place to fill voids.
Okay, so you don't have any voids?
Not if you include what might work for us in the draft and what we're doing with our own roster relative to who we want to sign.
No voids?
I mean, they had a killer $56 million just to make budget, basically. That's how bad the Cowboys are. And if you're going to have three individuals taking up 50% of your cap, some would say you can't put a football team together. So still some tough decisions. Would you trade Micah Parsons?
I would, because they need,
you can really get
they need to retool, and you can't pay everybody.
No, and with Micah Parsons, you haven't done anything anyway. I mean, like, I know it's not his fault, but I know maybe this is a little crazy. Could you do Herschel Walker 2.0 with Micah Parsons? Potentially. Just a thought.
You could get a lot for him, Mike.
And for those who don't remember, that's where the Vikings gave the Cowboys everything. They were the building blocks that Jimmy Johnson then built the Super Bowl champion teams.
You could get a lot for him. I think those 3 years with Dan Quinn set him on course to become the highest paid edge rusher, right?
Right.
And then you're winning all those games, but you're right, they didn't win a Super Bowl. And so now you're making a decision right, where he's going to become the highest paid edge. So you're going to have the highest paid quarterback, highest paid edge,
right,
and one of the highest paid
wide receivers, right?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.